Our guest in the cafe this morning is Commerce musician and music producer, singer-songwriter, Brad Davis. Brad, good morning.
Good morning.
Last time I saw you, we've seen a few times lately because we're doing some things together on campus, but back in the summer, saw you at the Texan Theater with Billy Bob Thornton, and that was quite a tour that you were on as Billy Bob's basically his band leader, huh?
Carl Childers.
Carl Childers.
Sling Blade.
Oh, right.
I call him Sir Carl Childers. He lost his guitar player and asked me to come out and help him. And I wasn't really sure if I could because I was doing some stuff here with the college. And it worked out. We did a two-month tour. It was grueling.
Well, I got to go to the show at the Texan. And you know what? He's a much more thoughtful guy than people imagine him to be for
very
whatever reason.
Personable.
Yes, he
very
is.
Very personable.
Because that was a great show, and he actually stepped out in front and talked to the audience, and it was not a huge audience in the Texan, of course. It's a small room, but it was a great show, and I'm
Thanks.
Sure the entire tour was equally good. Well, Brad's got a lot going on. Of course, a recording studio in downtown Commerce. And let's talk about your own music that you're recording. And you've just put out a single, and we have talked about this before, but you're doing some remarkable things with Beethoven.
Yeah, I finished my degree last year at another college, and they said that there's no way you can do this cut. It won't happen. Not possible. And I said, well, and the cut is Beethoven's Fifth, and do an acoustic version, bluegrass style, and or hippie grass style, whatever you want to call it. And they said, there's no way you can do it. Well, got it done. It released yesterday on the Hayride label. So it's in iTunes and Amazon. And so you can.
And we're going to hear just a little clip of that here for a moment. And how many instruments on that?
It's three fiddles. I have to say fiddles because it was right. A guy, you know, one of my buddies from Nashville that played the fiddle, Jason Roller. And then I played the banjo and the dobro and the mandolin and the guitar and the bass because, you know, try to keep it in. Our budgets are small. Got to keep it in-house. So
no drums on a bluegrass recording,
no
right?
Drums on this thing. Yeah, strictly instrumental bluegrass. But it was a lot of fun.
Where do you have ambitions of having this heard and played and so
well, you
who
know,
knows, huh?
I wanted to do it. My, you know, finishing my degree at Berkeley, and my professor said, "There's no way, you know, you can do this. You need to produce a song, and it can't be done." And I said, "Well, don't ever tell me that because I will make a pot of coffee and get back in the studio." So it really was a thing just to make it happen. And then CMH earlier on West Coast had asked me to produce a tribute to Beethoven. They'd have six producers produce the same song, Beethoven's Fifth, and it was a miserable failure from what they told me. And so they asked me if I would do it. And the only reason I was able to pull it off is I'm very organized. And you really have to be organized when you're doing something that large and something that of that magnitude. You've got to really have your P's and Q's, and you can't just go in and play the darn thing. You got to really study it and know it. And I think a lot of those guys may not. Bluegrass artists, I think, don't do that for the most part. They jam and pick, and they're very talented. But I think to do something symphonic and bluegrass, you really have to lay your dominoes out and know what you're dealing with here. You can't just go in and record it, you know. So
you have to have a plan.
You got to have a good plan. And this was an overdub session, you know, many days of overdubbing and reading the music and learning it on banjo and all the parts. So it was crazy.
We're talking with Commerce music producer and musician Brad Davis, who has a recording studio in downtown Commerce. So you have a new deal, a new recording deal, and we need to move on to some other things, but you signed a new contract with Sony.
Right, we'll probably finalize that next couple weeks, and I got asked to join one of their imprint labels with my new music, so what a treat.
So in addition to the music that you're producing for other folks, you're going to be producing a lot more of your own
right,
music.
Exciting.
As well. And then we've talked before with Brad about the Louisiana Hayride, and we're going to run out of time here pretty quickly, but you're optimistic that Louisiana Hayride, the new version of the Louisiana Hayride as a television show, and with you involved in the band, is going to happen.
Right, and there's a new partner on board with the couple, and obviously the lady passed away who owned it, and so he's on board, and he's young, in with the Grammy board, got a lot of power and a lot of energy and a lot of good ideas, and so he may or may not have me continue. We're good friends. Hopefully he will.
You can't take that for granted, but my money's on Brad Davis. Well, so but down the way, still, that's off on the horizon, but that's starting to look more promising
right
now. Right. And then Brad did a while back, co-produced at the Louisiana Hayride Tonight, a set of CDs, 24 hours of original bluegrass. You can see that on Amazon.com.
It was a fantastic project to be part of.
Yeah, well, and I saw it very highly reviewed in Rolling Stone.
That was so cool.
So much we could talk with Brad, but there's only so much time, so thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thanks a lot.
Brad Davis, Commerce music producer and musician. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.